What is a crystal? It seems like a simple enough question, but how many can respond with a precise definition? Wikipedia, and I quote, "A crystal, or crystalline solid, is a solid material whose constituent atoms, molecules, or ions are arranged in an ordered pattern extending in all three spatial dimensions." So, I would say, to answer my question, right? No, that couldn't be farther from the truth. What is still left is what a crystal is, what it stands for, what it contains, its significance in the grand scheme of all things. Now, if you were to watch a science fiction television show almost any time between the present day and the invention of the television, or read a book on a similar subject in a similar time frame, no doubt you would come to the conclusion that a crystal can contain information, power, knowledge, even. That is built from the imaginations of the few who have beheld the true nature and the oddity that is the crystal. As such, it cannot be a standalone fact that crystals are mystical receptacles unless supported by clear and concrete facts. But what of those facts? And what of the emotional or metaphysical connections between the mind and society and the value of such things? People see crystals and think, far beyond the scope of their own philosophy, "Oh, how beautiful it must be, it has some significance to me." True, it must, but only if you assign it significance. Thus, of course, the crystals are indeed enchanted somehow. No doubt you've heard the tales of magic and sorcery that can conjure up images and spectacles from the days of old. I'm not here to debate, nor discuss the topic of the unknown, unknowns of magic. Rather, I wish to delve into the time stream itself and fabricate a conclusion this way. There's much to be said of how a crystal comes into being, its structure, how it rivals that of a biological carbon-based life form that we call ourselves. Close your eyes and imagine it. Billions of years ago in the past, this rock we call Earth was a magma and fluid-filled soup of chemicals combined in a vat constantly in pressure. It lasts even to this very day if you go deep enough. This was a time of violence and chaos that lasted longer than life ever could have as we know. Surrounded by the still, quite alive representation of chaos on a much smaller scale than
understanding of its structure and complex chemical makeup.